Subconscious Mind Revisited. We have talked a lot about the subconscious mind all through our teachings. However, it seems there is still confusion about this topic. So we will try to explain it one more time in as deep a level as possible. It seems people do not have much trouble understanding conscious mind. It is easy to understand this since it is not hidden, and you always experience it. It is what you are conscious of at any moment, so everyone has experienced it and they know what the conscious mind is. The problem starts when it comes to the subconscious mind and unconscious mind. The unconscious mind is not questioned because most people have no idea what it is and have never experienced it. Anything we have not experienced is beyond our realm of familiarity, and so no question will be raised about it. Even if there is any question about it, since this state has to be experienced, it cannot be explained. These are the reasons why the subconscious mind seems to be the one that is most troubling for many and harder to understand. It is experienced by everyone, they are under its influence, but it is hidden at the same time. So it can be explained, but it is hard to fathom. We know that there was the unconscious mind, God, in its highest state from the very beginning. It is the only permanent thing in the universe. The moment that pure state was disturbed and the ego evolved, the feeling of I know, do, and have done was manifested. The subconscious mind was born. It is this I that is separating man from the rest. Therefore, it is this I that has to be eliminated. This state of separation from the essence continued to be present, and in each lifetime more memories, learning, programming of the subconscious mind were added to it. Therefore, the worldly person accumulated more programming of the subconscious mind toward dealing with the external world. Now, we can see there are vast differences between humans. Of course, the most obvious differences are the programming and learning that we have acquired in this life. These programmings are most obvious to everyone. Each person is born in different cultures, environments, families, etc. We are programmed differently, so we are different. Of course, programming from previous lives is also affecting us. That is why, although many are born in the same culture, there are still vast differences between them. Later on, God gave human the physical senses to experience the external world. Now, we also have conscious mind. As it was explained above, we hear, we can see, touch, and smell, etc. So, everyone knows the conscious mind well. We are conscious of this manifested world. This is the conscious mind. This everyone is aware of, is experiencing, and so it needs no explanation. Now the question is, what do all these have to do with this life, creation, the goal of life, etc.? It has everything to do with all these questions. As we can see from the explanation above, the only state of consciousness that is permanent and worth considering is the unconscious mind, God, in its highest level. The conscious mind darkens when this body is no more, and the subconscious mind ego is the very reason for our separation from the essence, unconscious mind. In each incarnation, when we return, we pick up this subconscious mind to work on ourselves again toward the goal of life. The goal of life is to become divine, return to the essence. The only way that can be done is to eliminate the subconscious mind ego. Now, how can that be accomplished? One way to do this is to learn to negate the I and let more and more God come through, and so eventually eliminate the subconscious mind and return back to the Godhead. If everyone follows this path, then those who remain behind will have no guides to be taught how it is done. Each person has to learn it all over again, alone. That will be wasteful and time-consuming. That is why God said, if you try this approach, you become neither hot nor cold. I will spew you out of my mouth, return you back to this world. You have to return and help others to go back home. The goal is to return back to God. The problem is the subconscious mind. You are supposed to eliminate it. However, if you do that, you will not be able to stay in the essence, God, since you will be spewed out back to the external world to help others. Then you have to start all over, etc. What is the answer to this riddle, puzzle, and this question? How then can we go back? The only solution is to create an environment that human progress toward pure consciousness is accelerated, so when they return home, they are not sent back. The only reason they are sent back is because there are not enough workers to help those who want to go back to learn how it is done, and so they can go back. If we created the communities of light and many great souls return and help many to learn to go back, they will not be spewed out anymore. They have done a good job. They made more workers to help, and so they need not return. They will be home. So the first step to solve this problem is to create the communities of light and the kingdom of heaven on earth. Therefore, we have to understand how this can be done. The subconscious mind, as we explained above, can be programmed. Indeed, many have realized this and have created many ways to manipulate it, and charging millions of dollars from people who want to be reprogrammed to become successful, happy, more effective, cure their psychological problems, etc. These techniques and approaches, however, all reprogram the subconscious mind, not eliminate it, as we said is the goal. Now, what if we reprogram the subconscious mind to accept the will of God and work toward that end? So the differences between people, cultures, etc. are the programs of each person in their environments, and also from what they have accumulated from the previous lives. Now, if we reprogram them to realize that the goal of life is to become divine, then their subconscious mind and God's will be one. They will strive to return home. However, since they also know that they cannot accomplish this unless they create an environment that will accelerate the progress of everyone toward that end, they will come together to create such environments. This needs a collective cooperation, and that is the only way out of the conundrum that human life is at. The goal is to return to God, but they cannot, etc. Now the question is, how can this reprogramming of the subconscious minds of the masses to become one with God be accomplished? It can be accomplished with the mass reprogramming of all humans' subconscious minds, or at least those who are ready to be reprogrammed toward this new subconscious mind. Those whose subconscious minds are already close to these ideals have meditated many lives to be close to these understandings. God easily accept this and reprogram themselves to be in oneness with God's consciousness. Those who accumulated worldly subconscious minds in many lives will have a hard time to understand these truths and will go against God's will and plan. That is why this is the time of sundering. The more subconscious minds of the masses are reprogrammed to the will of God, the more similar they will be, and so their unity will become greater. At the end, we eventually can eliminate the last residue of the subconscious mind, and many will reach mukti, or moksha, salvation, as the sages did in the past. So all those who have the ability to influence humanity should teach that the goal of life is to become divine, return home to God. However, the first step in this process is the creation of the communities of light and the kingdoms.